今天的主要的题目啊，都是环绕着怎么样做耶稣基督的勇士啊。
And it's very interesting that our main topic for today seems like it's all revolving on how to be a good soldier for Christ.
好，我先告诉大家，我可事先没有跟黄传道讲好哦。
And just wanted to say to you all, I have never complied with Pastor Huang.
但是啊，很刚好的，今天呢、啊，我们的题目都是。环绕在怎么样做一个好的精兵，怎么样做一个好的勇士啊
？Coincidentally, that it seems like our main topic is revolving on the themes of how to become a good soldier or warrior.
那、啊、我刚坐在那边的时候就在想啊。
So when I was sitting down, I was thinking.
那、啊、为什么神这么恰巧的让我们有类似这一方面的题目呢
？And why is it that God let us have the same similar topics?
或许有神的话要告诉你跟我。
And maybe there's a special message from God
纽约教会是纽约是一个大城市
，and New York is a big city。
纽约教会是一个大教会
，and New York Church is a great church。
更是一个充满了机会做工传福音的地方。
And it's a place full of opportunities for you to preach the gospel and do holy work。
尤其是从今年年初开始，纽约正式分出去了两间祈祷所、啊。
And especially officially from the beginning of the year, we had split out two prayer houses。
所以我们有在纽约有三个地方啊。
So now we have three locations.For service.
啊，但是随着分出去啊，这三个地方以后，哦
，and so after splitting out the service locations,
哦，我们发现了一件事啊
，and we have realized one thing,
就是要做的工很多
，and there's a lot of work to be done.
但是做工的工人就比较少了。
But we have very limited workers.
哦，要收的庄稼多
，and there's a lot of weeds to reap.
啊，但是啊，神家中的工人就少了。
But the workers in the God's house.
所以圣经上告诉我们说，我们要求啊，求这个庄稼的主人呐、啊。派遣更多的工人啊
！And so the Bible tells us that we have to pray and ask and for more workers in the field.
要派谁
？And so who should we assign？
不是派他
，and not him，
也不是派他
，and not her。
要派谁
？And who should we assign？
要派你
，and it's actually you。
哦，所以今天你能够有机会坐在这里
，so when you have the chance to be sitting here today，
或许神要告诉你该是做工的时候啦
，maybe。This is the time when God's telling you that it's time to get to work.
啊，所以求主耶稣能够预备我们每一个人啊。
And so let's ask Lord Jesus to prepare us all.
啊，做神家中的精兵。
And so that we could become a Christian soldier in God's house.
做纽约教会的勇士。
And so we could become a warrior in God's church in Queens.
预备好自己。
And we equip ourselves.
准备要来打美好的仗。
And we want to fight a wonderful battle.
我们一起同心跪下来祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray.
哈利路亚啊！奉主的圣名，继续我们啊下午的学习啊。
Hallelujah! In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we continue our afternoon studies.
那我们继续来看，从圣经上来啊，从圣经上来看啊，要成为基督的精兵啊，有什么样的要求
？And so we will study from the Bible's point of perspective, how to become a good soldier.
啊，我们看到提摩太后书的第二章哦。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
来，请大家翻到提摩太后书第二章。
And 2 Timothy chapter 2,
第一节
verse 1.
提摩太后书的第二章第一节
And 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1.
第一节，我儿啊，你要在基督耶稣的恩典中刚强起来。第二节
verse 2.
你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。第三节
verse 3.
你要和我同受苦难，好像基督耶稣的精兵。第四节
，verse four，
凡在军中当兵的，不将事物缠身，好叫那招他当兵的人喜悦。第五节
，verse five，
人在场上比武，非按规矩就不能得冠冕。第六节
，verse six，
劳力的农夫理当先得粮食。第七
，seven，
我所说的话你要思想，因为凡事。主必给你聪明啊！那这里是保罗给年轻的工人提摩太的一段教导。
And these are the instructions from Paul to the young Timothy as encouragement.
我们早上讲过啊，这个保罗啊， 啊，这个保罗侍奉主了一辈子哦。
And so we have talked about this morning that Paul have served God all his life.
哦，他被称为那个搅动天下的使徒哦。
And he was called the apostle that affected stir the world.
哦，那什么叫做搅动天下啊？
And what does it mean to stir the world?
啊，你有没有看过那个奶昔的机器啊？
And have you seen a milkshake machine?
哇，那个晃晃晃晃晃一直转，那个叫做搅动啊。
And the rod will be spinning inside a cup. That's called stirring.
哦，这个保罗被叫做搅动天下的使徒啊。
And so Paul is called the apostle that was stirring the world.
就是啊，他走到哪里啊，就翻天覆地啦。
And that means that anywhere he goes is going to be overwhelming.
哦，不是说他到处惹麻烦啊，
It doesn't mean that he's a troublemaker.
而是说他每到一个地方啊，神的能力就彰显在那个地方啊。
And it means that each location that he has been to and God's power will be revealed.
神的道理就改变那个地方的人的心啊。
And the words of God will be changing the hearts of men and
areas. 你就看到很多信耶稣的人愿意放弃一切的来跟随主啊。
And you will see that many people that believe in Jesus willing to forsake it all just to follow Christ.
他所到的地方。
And all the places that he has gone to.
他所传出的福音。
And all the words that he has preached.
人听见了就信了啊。
And once men heard it and will believe.
啊，那不信的人跟信的人就起了很大的冲突啊。
And the believers and the non-believers will have great conflict.
对耶稣的认识耶稣的人跟持守传统信仰的人就起了很大的冲突啊。
And the people that understands Jesus and then the traditional believers will have much conflict.
所以他被称为搅动天下的使徒啊。
And so he was called the apostle that stirs the world.
哦，他的工作啊，充满了神的能力。
And so his work is full of the power of God.
被看为最伟大的使徒之一啊。
And he was considered one of the greatest disciples.
哦，所以在这里提摩太在教这个保罗在教导年轻的提摩太。
And so here Paul is teaching the young Timothy.
保罗也在教导我们在座的每一个人。
And Paul is also teaching each and every one of us.
你要怎么样行才能成为大能的勇士啊。
And which way you shall do in order to become a great warrior.
你要怎么样做才配称为基督的精兵啊。
And which way you should do in order for you to call the Christian of
Christ. 所以我们今天早上讲到有四个要求啊。
And so this morning we talked about four criterias.
啊，还记得吗？
And do you still remember?
啊，应该记得吧，啊，早上而已啊。
Maybe vaguely so.
啊，没关系哦，如果你忘了，我们再来复习一次啊。
And it's okay if you have forgotten, we will review once again.
啊，第一啊。
And number one.
第二章第一节。
And chapter 2 verse 1.
他这里说，你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来啊。
And therefore, you have to be strong in the grace that's in Christ Jesus.
你看哦，一个信仰好的基督徒哦。
And if you see somebody that has very good faith as a Christian.
他绝对是一个常常感觉到耶稣很爱他的人。
And this person will often feel that Jesus loves him very much.
一个好的基督徒啊。
And a good Christian.
一定是一个常常懂得数算主恩典的基督徒啊。
And will be somebody that always counts the blessings of the Lord.
哦，所以我们今天要刚强。
And so today we have to be strong.
成为大能的勇士。
And become mighty warrior.
哦，不是只有在道理上学习。
And not only studying the words.
那不是只有常常祷告。
And not often just prayer.
更要在祷告在学习当中被主的爱所感动哦。
And, but through prayer and studying the words of God, we have to be compelled by the words of God.
因为想到耶稣爱我。
And because we know that Jesus loves us.
所以我也可以爱别人。
And so I could love other people.
因为想到耶稣赦免我。
And I know that Jesus has forgiven me.
我也可以原谅那个得罪我的人。
And so I could forgive others that had treated me bad.
因为认识耶稣为我牺牲了多少。
Because I understand Jesus sacrificed so much
for me. 所以我愿意在今生为主耶稣放弃牺牲一些事情。
So willingly, for this lifetime, I want to forsake all I have for Jesus.
就像保罗所说的哦。
And just like what Paul have said.
他说啊，耶稣爱我，为我舍己啊。
And he says, Jesus loves me and forsake his life.
所以因为保罗有这样的认识。
And because Paul has this understanding.
所以他说啊，今天我活着不再为自己活啦。
And he says the way I'm living today is not for myself.
要为那个 爱我为我而死的耶稣来活。
And I want to live for the one that loved me and died for me, Jesus Christ.
所以一个人一定要认识主的恩典。
And so a person must understand the grace of Jesus.
才能够刚强。
In order to become courageous or strong.
所以啊，一个基督徒啊，要成为精兵，要成为勇士啊。
So a Christian must become a soldier or warrior.
他必须要学习感恩。
He must learn how to be thankful.
因为感恩是信仰成长的开始。
And because being thankful is the beginning of the growth of your faith.
我们今天啊，每一个基督徒都要成长啊。
And so all of the Christian must grow today.
圣经里面告诉我们说啊，不要再做婴孩啦。
And so the Bible tells us not to be babies anymore.
我们看一下以弗所书哦。
And let's turn to Ephesians.
我们看以弗所书的第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书的第四章
Ephesians chapter 4
以弗所书第四章的第十四节
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 14
十四节使我们不再做小孩子中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术被一切异教之风摇动飘来飘去就随从各样的异端好我们看第十三节、啊、
And let's read verse 13
十三节只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一认识神的儿子得以长大成人满有基督长成的身量啊！那这里也是保罗在告诉我们啊。
And so Paul's telling us here
他说、啊、我们不要再做小孩子啦
So we should no longer be children
因为小孩子啊很好骗啊
And because it's really easy to cheat a child
啊我还记得啊在我的女儿还小一点的时候、哦、
And I remember when my daughter was still young
啊我还记得说啊有一次啊我们回去啊那个过年啊家里给红包啊
And I remember during the New Year's that we have gone back home
哇这个阿公给啊这个舅舅给啊这个阿姨给啊哇收啊收啊都是给小孩的都没有给我的、啊、
All the relatives would be passing out the red envelopes to the children and then not me
啊他们说我太老了不可以领啊
And they're saying that I'm too old so I cannot take any
啊没有关系啊不能领也没有关系啊
That's okay because it's fine with me
啊我就跟我女儿说啊
So I told my daughter
啊爸爸跟你换啊
And can I change with you
你看爸爸有糖果啊
And look at me I have candies for you
啊爸爸跟你换
And how can we switch
啊我女儿就拿着那一叠红包啊
And so my daughter had a whole stack of red envelopes
再看看我手上的糖果啊
And she looked at my candies
她想一想说好啊跟你换啊
And she says okay I will switch with you
所以我没有抢她的红包啊
So I never robbed her money so let's make it clear
我们是公平交换的啊
And this is a fair exchange
啊因为她不懂啊
And because she does not know
她是小孩啊
And she's a child
啊但是现在没有办法
But right now I cannot do that.
这年头小孩呀太聪明了。
And because these years the children are very smart.
啊，过了三岁就很难骗啊。
And after 3 years old, it's hard to cheat them.
但是也没有关系呀。
But it's okay.
我现在改骗我儿子啦。
Because I'm trying to cheat my son.
啊，还有一点，他两岁多哈，还可以拐他啊。
And he's only 2 years old, so I have a little bit of time.
小孩子就是这样啊。
And these are children are.
小孩子没有办法分辨对错哦。
And Children are not able to distinguish right or wrong.
小孩子没有办法看清价值。
And children will not be able to distinguish what's true valueness.
虽然那一包的钱可以买几千颗糖果啊。
And maybe that stack of red envelope could buy thousands of candies.
但是他看不出来，他不懂啊。
But she does not understand.
他只看到这个糖果我拿了，我就可以吃掉。
But she feels that I could take this candy and eat it right now.
所以就会被爸爸拐啦。
And so that's how the father was able to cheat.
啊、我们如果今天、啊、好像小孩子啊
But if today we're like children's
没有长进
And we have no growth
没有明白
And we have no understanding
很容易我们也会被人家给欺骗啊
And it's very easily that we will be cheated by others、
啊、所以为什么圣经里一直告诉我们说我们要成长在道理上长进
And so why the Bible constantly tells us that we have to grow in the truth
在基督里面长大成人
And we have to grow andBe grown-ups in the words of Christ.
为什么要聚会?
And why do we have to attend service?
为什么要学习道理?
Why do we have to study the words?
就是怕我们 像小孩子一样被人给骗了。
It is because that it's afraid that we might be cheated like a child.
哦，所以在这里告诉我们说，你要做基督的精兵啊。
Yeah, so here it tells us that we have to be Christian soldiers.
你不能做小孩啊。
And you cannot be children.
必须要在真理上长大成人。
And you have to grow up in the truth.
拥有属灵的力量，属灵的生命。
And you have to the power of the spiritual faith.
不再吃奶啊。
And you're not feeding on milk.
哦，这才叫做。这才能够成为基督的精兵啊。
And so that's how you could become a Christian soldier.
那早上我们讲到的第二点啊。
And so the second point that we have talked about this morning.
啊，就是啊，我们哈，要听见所教训的道理啊。
And that we have to heed the words that we have heard.
啊，如果你今天从来没有学习。
And if you have never learned before.
你怎么知道对错呢？
And how would you be able to distinguish right or wrong?
为什么我们要去上学？
And why do we go to school?
就是希望借由学校的学习让你有基本的知识啊。
And through the studies of the school though, so you have a basic understanding of wisdom.
如果你没有基本的知识啊。
If you don't have the basic wisdom.
你做错也不知道啊。
And you can commit mistakes without knowing it.
啊，我还记得啊，我到非洲的时候啊。
And I remember when I was in Africa.
哇，印象很深啊。
And I still remember clearly.
哇，有一天早上啊，哇，不知道闻到什么啊，哇，好难过啊，一直反胃，一直要咳嗽啊。
And one morning, I don't know what I have smelled, and then it felt make me feel very uncomfortable. I wanted to cough.
我就跑到楼下去看啊。
And so I went downstairs and take a look.
看到我们的信徒啊，在烧垃圾啊。
And I saw our members was burning trash.
那因为那个非洲哦，没有什么垃圾车啦，没有人帮你收的啦。
And because in Africa there's no garbage trucks and nobody will collect your trash.
那有垃圾怎么办？
And so what do you do with the trash?
有垃圾就把它烧掉啊。
And so you would try to burn it.
我想说奇怪，这是什么味道啊。
And so I was thinking, what kind of smell is that?
他们把那个轮胎啊，塑胶啊，全部拿去烧啊。
And they would burn anything.
不是轮胎，橡皮啊，那种 rubber 哈。橡皮、橡胶啊，什么水桶、塑胶桶，全部拿去烧啊
！And so they will burn anything such as raw rubbers.
啊，那个那些东西烧出来是有毒，非常毒的、啊。
And the scents from these burnings are very toxic.
我说你怎么烧这个
？So I said to them, how come you're burning this?
他说烧这个好啊。
And says, they said that it's good to burn this.
他说啊，你把塑胶丢到火里面、啊，烧得特别快啊。
And so if you throw rubbers into fire, it burns really fast.
所以他们每次要烧垃圾都会特别找那个塑胶的东西来烧啊。
So every time when they wanted to burn a lot of trash, they would find a lot of plastics.
我说啊，难怪你们的平均年龄只有活到48岁而已、啊。
So that's why I said to them that no wonder your average lifespan is only 48 years old.
就是烧塑胶把自己烧死了。
And because you're constantly burning plastics, so you burned to death.
啊，但是他们没有这方面的知识啊。
Because they don't have this type of knowledge.
所以他们就对自己成为一种伤害。
And so they would inflict harm to themselves.
啊，我一直看，有时候看他们啊，看那个他们早上在自己在整理哈，就是早上我们起床以后哈。
And so sometimes in the morning, I would see them taking care of arranging things.
啊，我们非洲的弟兄非常有趣啊。
And so our brothers in Africa is very interesting.
哦，他们很爱刷皮鞋。
And they love to shine their shoes.
哇，那个鞋子这样每天刷的亮亮的啊。
And so every morning they would shine it to a spit shine.
刷自己的不行，还要刷别人的、啊。
And they not only do they want to shine their own shoes, they want to shine other people's shoes.
哦，我都不好意思给，我都不好意思让他们刷。
I feel embarrassed
嘛。
I feel embarrassed to let them shine.
所以你睡觉他就把你鞋子偷走啊。
And so when you're asleep, then they will steal your shoes.
刷完之后再给你摆回来啊。
And they will clean your shoes and shine it and put it back.
这是他们的很有爱心啊。
And this is an act of love.
可是啊，有一天早上我看到一个弟兄啊。
And so one morning I saw this brother.
他呢也是一样啊，拿那个刷子啊，染那个刷的那个油啊。
And so,
鞋油啊，鞋油啊。
He has a brush with shoe polish.
啊，结果刷刷刷，鞋子刷完了。
And he was cleaning the shoes.
啊，顺便刷刷脑袋啊。
And so he'd be cleaning his head with it.
我说你在干什么？
And I said, what are you doing?
他说啊，刷了会比较亮啊。
And says, well, if I do that, it makes my hair look shinier.
我说那个有毒欸。
And I said, this is very poisonous.
啊，但是他们没有这个概念啊。
But they don't have this kind of understanding.
所以有时候啊，缺乏知识会 对自己造成一种伤害。
And so sometimes when you're missing education or understanding, you will inflict harm to yourself.
所以在这里告诉我们说，我们要做一个有知识、有见识的人啊。
And so here it tells us that we have to be somebody that's wise.
一个人想要做一个好基督徒。
So a person wants to be a good Christian.
要想要有爱心。
And wants to have love.
想要帮助教会做圣工。
And wants to help the church to do holy work.
这是好的、可称赞的。
And this is praiseable and this is good.
但是要求神给我们有智慧。
And so we have to ask God to give us wisdom.
使我们能够在所做的工上合乎神的旨意啊。
And so that all works that we do will fulfill the will of God.
啊，怎么样有智慧呢？
And so how should we have wisdom?
啊，最快的方法就是读圣经啊。
So the fastest method is to read the Bible.
因为神要告诉人的都写在圣经里面啊。
Because all instructions to man from God is written in the Bible.
所以借着对圣经的认识来教导我们人生的对错。
So through the deep understanding of the Bible, we could understand what's right and wrong.
所以在这里保罗说啊，你要听见哦。
And so Paul says here that you have to hear.
啊，接下来他说你要交托给忠心的人啊。
And next that he says that you have to trust to the people that you trust.
我们讲到说你要选择寻找正确的同伴啊。
So you have to select and choose the correct partners.
一个好的同伴可以成为你一辈子的帮助啊。
And a good partner will bring you a lifetime of help.
所以我们有很多朋友。
So we have many friends.
有聊天的朋友。
And we have friends that chat with us.
有出去玩的朋友。
We have friends that hangs out with us.
有一起去买东西血拼的朋友。
And we have friends that go shopping with us.
但是我们有没有一起祷告做圣工的朋友？
But do we have any friends that pray together and do holy work together?
如果没有啊，要跟神求啊。
And if we don't have it, we have to ask God for it.
求神让我们有一个好的同伴。
And so ask God to give us a good partner.
求神给我们一个好的朋友。
And to give us a good friend.
使我们在信仰的路上能够得到真正的帮助啊。
And so the road of faith, we could receive benefits.
真的可以求，神真的会给你啊。
And you could really ask God because God would give it to you.
我还记得啊，我那时候要上大学的时候啊。
I remember the time when I was going to college.
那个时候我是住学校的宿舍。
And because I was living in the dorm of the school.
但是我不知道会是谁跟我一起住啊，两个人住一间啊。
And I am not sure who's going to be my roommate.
那我妈妈就说你要祷告啊，求神赐给你一个好的室友啊。
And so my mother tells me that you have to pray so that you would get a good dorm mate.
真的啊，我后来神给我一个很好的室友啊。
And indeed, yes, I really got a good roommate.
虽然我的室友不是我们教会的信徒。
And although my roommate is not a member of a church.
他甚至不是一个基督徒啊。
And he's actually not a Christian.
他是一个无神论者。
And he was an atheist.
但是啊，他这个人很奇怪啊。
But he's a very strange person.
他什么都管哦。
And he cares about everything.
他管我什么时候祷告。
And he cares what time I should pray.
管我今天有没有读圣经。
And he cares that what time I will read the Bible.
管我有没有读书准备考试。
And he cares when I have study or not and prepare for my test.
我跟他讲说你不是我妈欸。
And I was feeling that you're not my mother.
但是很有趣啊，他就是这样子啊，每天时间到就跟我讲说你祷告时间到了。
But it's very interesting because every day when the time's up, he would tell me that this is time for you to pray.
下课回来问我说你有没有读圣经啊？
And after school, he would ask me, did you read the Bible today?
害我如果没有读经祷告都觉得很不好意思啊。
And so if I feel like if I didn't pray or read the Bible, I feel
embarrassed. 因为我是一个基督徒啊。
Because I'm a Christian.
所以有一次我就跟他说。
So one time I told him this.
有一次他就在啊，你要读经，你要祷告哦。
And he says you have to read the Bible and pray.
我就跟他讲说，你怎么管这么多
？And I said to him, how come you care so much?
我说你又不是基督徒。
You're not even a Christian.
他说对，我不是。
And he says, yes, I'm not.
但你是啊。
But you are.
我就那句话一讲啊，乖乖去读经祷告啦。
And so after he tells me that, then I have to obey read the Bible.
真的啊，你向神求，神会给你安排一个好的朋友、好的同伴啊。
And so if you ask God, God will give you a good friend and a partner.
能够使我们在信仰的道路上面啊，有人跟我们一起走。
And so that doing this spiritual pathway to heaven, then somebody could walk with us.
第四啊，要做一个好的基督的精兵啊。
And so the fourth criteria to becoming a good soldier.
那个脑筋要先准备好啊。
And you have to prepare your brain.
准备什么脑筋？
And how do you prepare your brain?
就是要与主同受苦难的预备啊。
And you have to endure hardship with the Lord.
我们看一下彼得前书哦。
And let's turn to 1 Peter.
我们看彼得前书的第四章。
And 1 Peter chapter 4.
彼得前书的第四章
And 1 Peter chapter 4
第十二节
Verse 12
彼得前书的第四章第十二节
1 Peter chapter 4 verse 12
这里说亲爱的弟兄啊有火炼的试验临到你们不要以为奇怪似乎是遭遇非常的事十三节
Verse 13
倒要欢喜因为你们是与基督一同受苦使你们在他荣耀显现的时候也可以欢喜快乐、哦、那这里啊这个使徒彼得告诉我们啊
And so Apostle Paul tells us here
他说如果你今天信耶稣之后遇到苦难啊
So that if you encounter difficulties after you believe in Christ
不要以为很奇怪啊
And do not feel that it is strange
是的现在世人在寻找信仰都是要平安
And yes, all the people that's looking for faith, they are looking for peace
你看那个到庙里面的人啊
And just look at the people that goes to the Buddhist temples
他们都要问什么求什么
And what are they asking for?
啊，我来求问平安的啦
And I'm asking for peace
啊，我来问事业啦
I'm asking for my career
啊，我来问家庭啊
I'm asking for my family
啊，我来问婚姻啦
I'm asking for my marriage
啊，我来问子女啊
I'm asking for my children
啊，我来问下一期的乐透是几号啊
And I'm asking for the next lottery numbers
那、啊、你看啊，那个世界上的人都是求这些物质上的好处啊
And you will see that all the people in the world they looking for materialistic things.
如果你看那个到庙里面的人哦
And if you see people that go to the temples,
你如果跟他说
And if you talk to him,
你来拜拜
And you come to worship,
我保证你一定会遇到苦难
And I guarantee you, you endure sufferings.
我告诉你啊，下次没有人来啦
And I guarantee you, nobody will come anymore.
全部跑光光啦
And everyone will leave.
因为人他要寻找的就是这种物质上的好处嘛
And because man is seeking for material benefits
但是信耶稣不是这样子啊
But when you're believing in Jesus, it's not the same
信耶稣不是只有在看这个地上的物质金钱财富健康啊
And when you believe in Jesus, you're not looking for the worldly treasures or money or health
那些都是好的
And these are all beneficial
但是那些不是信耶稣真正的目的
But this is not the main purpose You believe in Jesus.
信耶稣真正的目的是什么？
So what's the reason for you to believe in Jesus?
就是要回家。
You want to go back home.
想要回到天上的家。
You want to return back to your heavenly
想要回到天父那里去。
And you want to return back to the heavenly Father.
使我们这个短暂的人生过完了以后
So in our short lifespan
能够有一个更高的价值
And we could have a higher value
有时候我们大家工作都非常辛苦啊
So many times when we work very hard
真的讲实话漂洋过海到一个陌生的环境啊
And obviously when you're drifting across sea And you come to an unfamiliar territory
连根拔起从头开始啊
And you have pulled out your original roots And start from the beginning
有时候真的很苦啊
And sometimes we suffer tremendously
Oh, 所以我们拼命工作
And so we work very hard
我们拼命存钱
And we save up a lot of money
我们就是希望能够给自己以及下一代更好的生活
And we're hopeful that we could provide a good life for us as well as our offspring
那这是对我们的家人的一种责任这是没有错的
And of course this is a responsibility to your family
那但是我们如果工作赚钱了一辈子
But if we worked and make money all our life
等到你六十了
After you're 60 years old
等到你七十了
After you're 70
等到你八十了
After you're 80 years old
我看应该八十没有人还在做工了吧
And I don't think anybody's working after 80 years old
到你八十的时候回想你的人生
And so when you're 80 years old and you think back about your life
想想说我这一辈子做了什么
And you think back what have I really done for this entire life
二十岁开始打工
And I started working after 20 years
三十岁还是在打工
And when I'm 30 years old, I'm still working
四十岁还是在打工
And I'm working when I'm 40
打到七十还在打工
And I'm working until 70
请问你的人生意义在哪里
And what is your true meaning of life
请问你的人生价值在哪里
And what is your true value-ness of life
你这一辈子有什么是值得你回忆 而珍惜的。
And what are the things that it's really truly memorable and that you could really cherish?
如果当你回想你过去的十年，除了工作赚钱以外，没有其他的东西啊。
And if you're thinking about the past decades that all you do is making money and working and nothing else,
这个人生非常的可怜啊。
And but this is a very sad life.
所以我们要记得一件事情啊。
So we have to remember one thing.
神创造我们。
So God has created us.
神让我们来到这个世界。
And God let us come to this world.
我们工作是为了提供生活上的需要。
And so the purpose of our work is to provide life essential needs.
但是我们活着绝对不是只为了赚钱。
But the purpose for us to live is not to make money.
如果你活到最后，你生命当中唯一拥有的只有钱。
And if you're living until the very end and all you have is money.
如果你回忆过去，你的人生当中只有工作。
And if you think back and all you could remember is you're constantly working.
那这一辈子活的价值真的很小。
And so the valueness that you provided in your lifetime is very limited.
所以我们要思想啊。
So we have to think.
我们要思想说我们今天人生到底要怎么样活出一个更有意义的生活。
And we have to figure out how to live out a more meaningful life.
怎么样在这个人生结束的时候很有价值的呈现在神的面前。
And so when we come to the conclusion of life and we could provide more value.
你可以工作。
You could work.
你可以努力赚钱。
You could work very hard to
make money. 你更可以为你的家人提供更好的环境。
And you could provide a better environment for your family.
但是在这整个人生当中一定要有神在当中。
But throughout your whole lifetime, you must have God with you.
因为有了信仰。
And because once you have faith.
因为认识了神。
And because you know God.
所以工作有了价值。
And you provide valueness to your work.
所以赚钱有了意义。
And so there's more meaning to making money.
家庭有了保障。
And your family is well protected.
这个才叫做有意义的人生啊。
And this is called a meaningful life.
所以我们今天啊，我们今天要思想一下人生。
And so today we really have to think about our lives.
寻找到人生真正的意义哦。
And we have to find the true meaning of
life. 因为到最后我们的目标是要回天家。
And because ultimately our goal is to return back heavenly home.
如果你看得很清楚，说我就是要回家。
And so if you see this very clearly that you wanted to go home.
不管我在这个生命当中，不管我在这个人生当中遇到什么样的苦难。
And it doesn't matter what kind of toils I suffer in this world.
不管遇到什么样的困难。
And what kind of hardships I endure.
但是我的目标这是以后的天家。
But my purpose is to return back to our heavenly home.
你的信仰就不会被打倒了。
And your faith will not be defeated.
但是如果你只有看现在看今天。
But if you're only looking at right now in the present.
我就是要恩典啊。
And I want grace.
我就是要福气啊。
I want blessings.
你给我，我来信耶稣。
And why don't you give it to me before I believe?
你不给我，再见，我就换个地方。
And so if you don't give it to me, and I will say goodbye and leave.
这种信仰永远回不了家。
And so this type of faith, you would never be able to go home.
所以在这里说要同承苦难啊。
And so you have to suffer and endure hardship.
愿意在这个人世当中啊，如果神为我们的生命当中预备的苦难。
And if God prepared hardships in our lives.
没有关系啊，我不害怕。
And it's okay, I'm not afraid.
因为在苦难的熬炼之下，我的信心越来越好。
Because under the training of hardship, I will become better and better.
好像在约翰福音里面说的。
And just like in the book of John.
约翰福音的第十八章哦。
In the Gospel of John, chapter 18.
我们来看一下啊。
And let's turn to that.
我们看约翰福音。
Let's turn to John.
第十，不是。约翰福音的第十五章哦。
And John chapter 15.
约翰福音的第十五章。
And John chapter 15.
第一节。
Verse 1.
约翰福音的十五章第一节。
And John chapter 15, verse 1.
他说我是真葡萄树啊。
And it says, I am the true vine.
我父是栽培的人。
My father is the wine dresser.
凡属我不结果子的枝子他就剪去。
And every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away.
凡结果子的他就修理干净，使枝子结果更多啊。
And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it, that may bear more fruits.
那这是主耶稣讲的哈。
And so this is spoken by Jesus.
他说啊，如果天父爱你哦。
And he says that if God loves you.
因为你是个好的树啊，好的栽啊，好的树枝啊。
And because you're a good vine.
因为你能够结出果实。
And you're able to bear fruits.
他说，他就给你修理 干净啊。
And he will prune it and clean it out.
你有没有看过人家怎么样种啊？怎么样那个啊插盆栽的啊
？And have you seen anybody how to make flower arrangements?
要做漂亮的盆栽。
And if you, in order to make a nice pot of plants,
绝对不是啊！你拿到什么花就全部给它插上去啊
！It's not that anything that you have, you would just stick it in a vase.
一定要剪。
And you have to prune it.
啊，你看人家在种那个叫日本那个bonsai，然后那个小的那个在做那个小树的那种盆栽啊。
And if you see those Japanese bonsais,
啊，那个也是啊，慢慢修，小心剪啊。
And it's very carefully they're trimming it away,
才会美。
And it will create beauty.
你看那个哈，在农夫在那果农在种果树啊。
If you see the farmers that's planting fruits.
欸，很奇怪啊，有的树枝长很多果子啊，咔嚓咔嚓咔就给它剪掉啊。
And you see that there are many branches that bear a lot of fruits and then it will be cultivated.
为什么？
Why?
要把那个它的所有的养分集中，让那个果子又甜又美啊。
And so you wanted to concentrate on the nutrients so this way the fruits would taste much sweeter.
啊，但是啊，这种用剪哈，这个剪裁它本身就是一种伤害。
So, but pruning actually it's doing harm to the plants.
没有人喜欢的啊。
And nobody likes it.
但是却是对这个盆栽有好处的。
But it is beneficial to the bonsai.
他说我们就像这个枝子一样啊。
And so we're just like the branches.
如果耶稣爱你
，And if Jesus loves you,
他会给你修剪干净啊。
And he will prune it.
这就是人生当中遇到的苦难。
And so this is the hardship that you will endure in life.
借着这样给你修修剪剪，让你信仰更好。
So through pruning, that your faith would become much better.
在苦难当中，让你抓紧紧的抓住神。
So in hardship, you will hold on to God tightly.
走过苦难当中，让你学会感恩。
After you walking through hardship, you learn how to be thankful.
这是成为精兵的方法啊。
And this is one way I'm becoming a good soldier.
我们看回来提摩太后书啊。
And let's turn back to 2 Timothy.
看提摩太后书的第二章
and 2 Timothy chapter 2
第四节
verse 4
提摩太后书的第二章第四节
and 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 4
第四节凡在军中当兵的不将事务缠身好叫那招他当兵的人喜悦好那接下来呢那保罗列出了四个条件啊。
And so Paul has listed four criteria.
四个要求四个条件啊。
And there's four different criteria and requests.
这前面的四个是对外的你跟外面的关系啊。
And the first four is actually external.
那另外后四个是你对自己的要求啊。
And the later four is actually, directed to yourself.
那在这里说我们要做基督耶稣的精兵啊。
And so here is that it says that we have to be a good soldier of Christ.
我们要对自己有一些要求。
And we have to, set certain limitations on ourselves.
不是你说我想做精兵就可以的啊。
And you cannot be a good soldier because you wanted to be.
而是你要付出一些代价做出一些牺牲啊。
But you have to make sacrifices.
在这里讲的第一点哦。
And so the point states here.
他说啊在军中当兵的不叫事务缠身啊。
And it says, no one engaged in warfare entangles themselves with the affairs of this life.
哦，好叫招他当兵的人喜悦啊。
And so that may please him who enlist him as a soldier.
今天谁被招了？
And who is called today?
你跟我今天都被耶稣基督所招。
So you and I has been called by Christ today.
我们都来到这里进入军营准备打仗啊。
And so we come inHere and encamped and then ready for battle.
啊，但是如果我们进到军营里面啊
，and so once we go inside the camp,
人在军营，心在外啊
，and so if we're inside the camp, our heart is outside.
哦，虽然你好像在当兵，但是你的心里都在做其他事情啊。
But it seems like you're fulfilling your military duties, but you're still thinking about the world.
他说你不能够叫那个招你的人喜悦哦。
And this way, but you cannot please the people that enlisted you.
哦，所以神召我们来到这里啊。
And so God called us here.
希望我们每个人都在他面前都有用。
And God wants us to be a useful person.
啊，怎么有用？
And how to be useful?
第一， 不要叫事物缠身啊。
And number one is not to entangle yourself with the affairs of life.
我们看一下希伯来书哦。
And let's turn to Hebrews.
我们看希伯来书的第十二章。
And Hebrews chapter 12.
第一节。
Verse 1.
希伯来书的第十二章的第一节
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1
第一节我们既有这许多的见证人如同云彩环绕我们就当放下各样的重担脱去容易缠累我们的罪存心忍耐奔那摆在我们面前啊前头的路程哦那这里啊啊这里希伯来书作者告诉我们哦
And so the author of the book of Hebrew tells us
他说啊我们想要啊这个成功的跑完人生这条道路哦
And if you want to complete your life journey successfully
这里说你要脱下各样的重担
And you have to relieve yourself of all burdens.
脱去容易缠累我们的罪啊。
And you have to set aside all the sin.
我们今天如果想要去跑步啊，我们想要去比赛啊。
And if you want to compete in a race today.
你今天想要去赛跑哦。
And you want to run in a race.
啊，但是啊，你赛跑啊，哇，还要大包小包的行李啊。
And if you're running a race and if you want to carry a lot of luggage.
哇，那你要跑赢非常的困难啊。
And it would be very hard for you to win the race.
为什么？因为你身上的负担太多，重量太重啊
Why? Because you carry much weight while you're running, so it's impossible for you to be fast.
哦，就像这里讲说啊，你身上有各样的重担。
And so here it says that you have all sorts of weight on you.
所以你跑不快啊。
And so you cannot be fast.
所以你赢不了啊。
And so you cannot win the race.
所以你得不到奖赏啊。
And you would not get the reward.
今天一个人啊，如果生活太复杂。
And so if a person lives a very complicated life today.
有时候要在神家有用非常困难啊。
And so it's hard to be useful in the house of God.
为什么？因为你太忙啊。
Why? It's because you're too busy.
忙到没时间来教会。
And you have no time to come to church.
忙到没时间能聚会。
And you have no time for service.
忙到没有一点时间来灵修、来祷告、来读经。
And you have no time to spiritually cultivate and read the Bible and pray.
你怎么可能成为一个刚强的人？
How can you become a strong person?
哦，所以我们今天啊，要成为基督的勇士哦。
And so today, if we want to become the warrior of God.
那有时候我们要过着比较单纯的生活、啊、
So we should live a more simple life、
啊、单纯的生活能够让我们看见神、啊、
And the simple life will let us see God、
啊、所以啊我们如果有机会、啊、
So if we have the chance
我们到一些比较落后的国家、啊、
And we should travel to those very setback countries
你会突然发觉说哎呀你离神蛮近的、啊、
And you will realize that you're more closer to God
但有时候真的是这样子啊
And it really feels this way
所以为什么常常 有人讲说到非洲啊突然灵性变很好啊
And why does people say that after they have gone to Africa they become very spiritual
啊一回到美国灵性又变差啦
And once coming back to the United States and they will become worse again
为什么
Why?
因为非洲没有电啊
And because Africa there's no electricity
没有电视给你看
And there's no televisions for
you to watch 没有 DVD 给你看
And there are no DVDs
没有 PBS 给你看
And there's no PBS
这个是乖孩子啊这个不看 PBS 的、啊、
And there's no PBS
哦，因为没有电
And because there is no electricity,
所以你想看也没得看啊。
And you cannot watch anything.
因为没有网路。
And because there's no internet.
所以你连也连不上去啊。
And you cannot connect.
啊，所以你怎么办
？And so what you should do?
闲着吧，没事啊，没事做啊。
And so you're gonna be very bored with nothing to do.
啊，真的啊，到非洲都我第一次到非洲哦。
And the first time I went to Africa.
哇，第一天很痛苦啊。
And first day was very painful.
哇，虽然电脑带去了啊，但是啊，没有地方充电啊。
And I brought my laptop, but there's no way to charge it.
没有网络可以用啊。
And there's no internet service provider.
突然发觉人生好像没有活着的意义啦。
And I feel that all of a sudden there's no reason for me to live.
真的啊，中毒啦。
And really, I was poisoned.
哦，第一天很痛苦哦。
And first day I was suffering.
啊，第二天好一点啊。
And so the second day was slightly better.
突然觉得人生很无聊啊。
And I feel that my life is bored.
啊，不知道活着干什么啊。
And I don't know why do I live.
因为整天就是一整天晃来晃去，不能上网，没有网络啊。
And because all day I'll be wandering around, I cannot connect to the internet.
第三天哦。
And third day.
第三天突然发觉，哎，人生蛮自由的哦。
And I realized that on the third day, I feel a little more free.
哎，我有一些时间，有一些很多的时间啊，所以啊，可以到处走走看看啊。
And so I actually have a lot of time, so I could walk around and visit.
哦，不是整天就是盯着那个小萤幕啊。
And I would not be looking at the tiny screen all day.
哦，忘了你们哦，你们都是大荧幕哦。
And I forgot you, all of you probably have a bigger screen.
46寸起跳嘛，对不对
？And starting from 46 inches and on.
哦，所以啊，就不再盯着那个荧幕，就开始看这个世界，神所创造的世界。
So I'm not staring at the screen, so I'll be looking at the creation of God.
开始跟别人有互动啦。
And I would have some sort of interaction with other people.
开始享受这种人间人际互动、彼此分享的啊的这种感情啊。
And I started to enjoy the interaction and the communication with other people.
那第五天哦。
And on the fifth day.
那第五天突然发觉心很干净啊。
And I feel that my heart is more clean.
那已经忘记连续剧在演什么啦。
And I have forgotten what the drama shows is showing now.
忘记那个人掉到山下会不会活过来啊。
And I have forgotten whether that guy fell off the cliff and if he's going to be alive or not.
那个坐轮椅的王子会不会站起来啊。
And then the person that was sitting on the wheelchair, whether he's going to stand up or not.
通通都忘记啦。
And I have forgotten everything.
那个时候你在看圣经，你突然发觉圣经的字都浮出来了。
And at that time when I was reading the Bible, I realized the words are hovering.
所以有时候我们在讲说啊，常在听人家讲见证哦。
So often I would be listening to other people's testimonies.
你看有的人见证说他读经啊，被圣经的话感动流眼泪啊。
And many people have testified that when they read the Bible, they were touched to tears.
有人讲说他读圣经啊，那个字就浮起来，好像神在跟他讲话啊。
And people have testified that when they read the Bible, the words will be hovering and it seems like God is really talking to him.
奇怪啊，别人都有这种体验啊。
And strangely, other people will feel this way.
啊，我怎么都没有。
And I could never experienced this before.
圣经翻开啊，两分钟之后就睡着啦。
And after I open up the Bible, I will fall asleep after 2 minutes.
看了半天啊，不知道自己在读什么啊。
And I'll be reading the Bible. I would not understand what I'm really reading.
有时候是因为我们的心太复杂了。
And because often it's because of our heart is too complicated.
啊，我们的心为什么太复杂了
？And why is our heart complicated?
因为我们的生活太复杂了。
And because our life is indeed complicated.
真的啊，如果你整天都在忙一些事情啊
，And if you're constantly busying about things in this world,
满脑子就在算在想
，And you're constantly thinking in your mind how to calculate different things.
啊，今天的股票怎么样啊
？And what about the stock market today?
啊，我那个跟汇利息可以拿几趴
？And how much APR?Were interest rates I have accumulated.
啊，我大陆那个房子不知道盖几楼啦。
And how many levels the buildings that I'm building in China the progresses.
啊，我在大陆投资那工厂不知道会不会赚钱啊。
And the factory that I have invested in China would it be prosperous?
因为生活当中要烦恼的事情太多。
And because there's so many different things to worry in life.
因为生命当中啊缠绕我们的事情太多啊。
And because there's some there's all kinds of things that's constricting us in life.
所以即使我们跪下来在祷告的时候啊
And so even though we're kneeling down and pray,
啊，祷告两分钟就跑到大陆的房子去啦
And so after praying for 2 minutes, our minds will be wandering to the building in China.
啊，跑到说，哎，我再来做一个会，哎，这次我可以赚多少
？And I would should set up some sort of investment meeting. So,
这么复杂的生活。
And such a complicated life.
这么复杂的脑筋。
And such complicated mind.
你跪下来祷告要见到神啊，很难。
And in order for you to kneel down and pray and see God is very hard.
所以真的一个简单的生活可以让我们看见神啊。
So indeed a simple life will let us see God.
你看亚伯拉罕啊。
And just look at Abraham.
亚伯拉罕非常有钱啊。
And Abraham is very wealthy.
亚伯拉罕比你我都有钱多啦。
And Abraham is more wealthier than you and I.
圣经里面啊，他说亚伯拉罕是 尊贵的王子啊。
And in the Bible, is they call him the noble prince.
因为啊，哇，很有钱，很有势力啊。
And because he's very powerful and wealthy.
啊，但是你看亚伯拉罕的人生啊。
And but just look at Abraham's life.
很单纯啊，搬过来，搬过去，养养牛，养养羊啊，就是这样子啊。
And it's very simple that he'll be traveling from one location to other, and maybe raising sheep and cows.
也没有买地搞房地产啊。
And he did not buy any real estate.
也没有建造一座城，留下自己的名字啊，没有啊。
And he did not build a city to leave a name for himself.
所以他被称为神的朋友。
So he was called the friend of God.
哦，所以我们今天啊，可以过富足的生活，没有问题。
So today we could really live a bountiful life.
但是在富足当中保持生命的单纯，这要特别的恩赐啊。
But among the bountiful life that you have to remain the innocent.Faith is very hard.
哦，所以如果今天神没有让我们非常富足，
and so if God did not let us to be very wealthy today,
或许是因为我们没有这一方面的恩赐，
and maybe we don't have this type of gift.
因为耶稣爱你，
and because Jesus loves you,
他知道你太有钱，可能就忘记了神啊。
And Jesus knows that if you become very wealthy, maybe you forget about God.
所以就给我们够用就好啦。
And so he feels that this is enough for you to use.
哦，所以我们要叫招我们的人喜悦。
And so we have to be be pleasing to the people that called us.
从单纯的生活开始啊。
And this is starting from a simple life.
哦，有时候我们都会觉得啊，有的人会这样讲啊。
And so sometimes other people might say this.
他说啊，女孩子的衣服哦，永远少一件啊。
And it says that woman always missing one dress.
啊，那个鞋子永远少一双啊。
And they're always missing one pair.Of shoes.
哦，所以啊，说你的衣柜一打开啊，哇，整个这样倒下来，全部都是鞋子啊。
And sometimes when you open your closet and your closet will fall on you is full of shoes.
哇，太多鞋子了，不知道要选哪一双，所以总是少一双嘛。
And because you have so many shoes, you don't know which one to choose from, and that's why you're always missing one.
怎么办？
And what should I do?
告诉你一个秘密啊。
I'll tell you a secret.
告诉你一个解决的方法啊。
I'll tell you one secret to eliminate your problem.
你把你所有的鞋子全部拿去捐掉。
And why don't you donate all your shoes?
你只要留一双就好了。
And just keep only one pair.
我告诉你，通通不用选。
And I guarantee you, you don't even need to choose.
你不用每天早上在那花20分钟在那看，哇，糟糕，我要选哪一双鞋。
And you don't need to spend 20 minutes in the morning and see which pair of shoes you want to wear.
因为你只剩下一双。
And because you only have one pair left.
因为太多选择，所以太多挣扎。
And because you have too many choices, and so you're struggling all the time.
啊，当然了，你不要真的回去把你所有的鞋子全部捐掉啊。
And of course, don't take my words too seriously and donate all your shoes.
然后再打电话来找我说，糟糕，你没有鞋子啊，我帮不了你啊。
Called me and tells me that you have no shoes and I cannot help you.
我们只是想强调一个观念啊。
So I just want to emphasize one important point.
简单的人生带给你简单的心灵、哦、
And a simplified life will bring you a more simplified heart.
简单的心让你看见神。
A simplified heart will let you see God.
哦，所以我们要学。
And so we have to learn.
学习过得简单一点。
And learn how to become, to live a more simple life.
学习减少一点我们的想要啊，我们的欲望啊。
And learn to lessen our desires.
因为啊，需要跟想要是完全不一样的事情啊。
And because need, when you need it and when you want, it's a different thing.
哦，你需要的跟神求，神一定给你啊。
And anything that you need, when you ask God, God will give it to you.
啊，但是啊，你想要的，哇，那真是太多了啊。
But, of course,all the things that you want is so many.
哦，所以需要跟想要不太一样啊。
So need and want is not the same.
哦，所以一个真正的属灵人。
So a truly spiritual person.
啊，他有他的需要。
And he has his needs.
神也会赐给他。
And God will give it to him.
他也有他的想要。
And he has his wants as well.
但是他能够自我控制。
And but he could exercise self-control.
他偶尔有一两个想要啊，没有关系啊。
And once in a while, if you have a little bit of want, it's okay.
但是不要整天被这个想要所充满了你的脑筋啊。
But do not let this want fill your mind.
那我们看回来提摩太后书啊。
And let's turn to 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书的第二章。
2 Timothy chapter 2.
第四节。
Verse 4.
第四节，凡在军中当兵的，不将事务缠身，好叫那招他当兵的人喜悦。第五节
，Verse 5，
人若在场上比武，非按规矩就不能得冠冕啊。那这里告诉我们的第二件事情啊。
And so here tells us the second thing.
第二个对自己的要求。
And this is the second thing that you have to exercise control.
叫做守规矩啊。
And means to obey the rules.
那我们今天有些人很不喜欢守规矩啊。
And many of us are not like to obey rules.
我们觉得啊，我是自由的。
And we feel that we are free.
我爱做什么就做什么。
And I can do anything I want to do.
但是圣经里面告诉我们哦。
But the Bible tells us.
你如果想要成功。
And if you want to be successful.
成为一个在神眼里有用的器皿。
And if you want to become a useful vessel in the eyes of God.
你必须要学习守规矩啊。
And you must learn how to obey the rules.
所以我们今天也是一样啊。
So we're the same today.
我们今天都好像在那个赛跑啊，大家都在赛跑啊。
And all of us is like competing in a race.
那赛跑有规定的啊。
And of course there's rules.
我们必须要守规矩才能够得奖赏。
And we have to obey the rules in order to reap the rewards.
如果我们今天去比赛啊。
And if we're running in a race.
如果你去跑马拉松。
And if you're running in a marathon.
24.5 mile.
And 24.5 miles.
哇，很长啊，要跑很久啊。
And it's extremely long and then you have to run for a very long time.
起跑之后，哇，你跑得很快。
And after starting point, you ran very fast.
结果你跑一跑累了。
And after you run and you become tired.
你就taxi, 叫一下计程车啊。
And then you said taxi and then you want to call a cab.
结果就直接坐计程车坐到最后面啊。
And then you would jump into the cab and then you would arrive at the finish point.
然后到终点下来付了钱啊，轻松过终点啊。
And so that you pay your fares and then you walk out of the car and you pass the finish line.
你有没有赢？
And did you win?
你是第一个到的哦。
You're the first one to arrive.
你有没有赢？
Did you win the race?
有没有人给你拍手？
And anybody clapping for you?
没有啊，拿石头丢你啊。
And no, people will be throwing stones at
you. 隔天你就上新闻啊。
And you'll be in the newspaper the second day.
有个脑筋有问题的跑来比赛啊。
And there was somebody that was mentally challenged and he came to run the race.
所以啊，今天你要得奖赏要懂得守规矩哦。
And so today, if you want to win the prize, you have to obey the rules.
所以信仰有规矩。
And so in our faith, we have rules.
你要怎么得救？
And how can you be saved?
圣经里面写得非常清楚啊。
And so the Bible tells us very clearly.
说悔改、洗礼、洗去你的罪啊。
You have to repent and be baptized and your sins will be washed away.
就必领受所赐的圣灵啊。
And you shall receive the Holy Spirit.
这是圣经上的规矩啊。
And this is the rules of engagement in the Bible.
你想要进天国吗？
And you wanted to go to heaven.
你想要得救吗？
And you want to be saved.
你想要得荣耀的冠冕吗？
And you want to receive the victorious crown.A crown.
请守规矩啊。
And please follow rules.
在圣经里面叫你悔改。
And the Bible tells you to repent.
你不能说我就是不喜欢悔改。
And you cannot say that I don't like to repent.
神就说我就是不喜欢给你冠冕。
And so God says I don't want to give you the crown.
那你不能说我就是不要洗礼。
And you cannot say that I don't want to receive baptism.
神说你就是不会得救。
And God says that you will not be saved.
因为规矩已经设下来了。
And because the rules are set.
你只有两个选择。
And you only have two selections.
你可以选择遵守。
And you can select to follow rules.
或者你可以选择拒绝。
Or you can select to disobey.
所以这是神给我们的选择啊。
And so these are the choices that we
have
from God.
你不能够改变他的游戏规则的。
So you cannot change the rules of the game.
你不能改变神设定使人得救的方法啊。
And you cannot change the way that the way that God has set to set a man free.
你只能选择接受或不接受。
And you can only allow yourself to receive or not.
所以我们今天要得救。
And so we want to be saved.
要守规矩哦。
And we need to obey the rules.
今天一个人呢，要参与圣工也是一样啊。
And so it's the same thing for a person that wants to participate in holy work.
做圣工也是守规矩啊。
And so when you participate in holy work, that means you're following rules.
我说我们不见得认同，不见得认同那个规矩啊。
And maybe sometimes we don't 100% agree.
但是规矩就是要遵守。
But we have to follow the rules.
像我们像教会里面在选工人啊。
And just like when we have an election for workers in church.
都有一个条件就是要有圣灵。
And one of the criteria is to have Holy Spirit.
要信主三年以上。
And you have to be a believer for more than 3 years.
那你会觉得说为什么要有这个规矩啊？
And you might be wondering why should we have this rule.
你看这个慕道者很热心啊。
And you see this truth seeker is very fervent.
那个新信的人很懂啊。
And then the newly believe a person that he has a clear understanding.
你看那些老信徒都没有他好。
And look at the older members, this it cannot be compared to the new ones.
规矩设立都是有它的原因的。
But the rules are established for a reason.
你不见得了解。
And you are might not necessarily understand.
你不见得认同。
And you do not completely agree.
但是你必须要遵守。
But you must follow the rules.
哦，所以在使徒行传里面讲哦。
So in the book of Acts says.
他说什么叫做属灵的团契
？And it says what is a spiritual fellowship？
哦，在使徒行传里面讲说属灵的团契第一个讲到的事情啊。
And it says that one of the first thing it talked about for a spiritual fellowship。
他说他们同心合意遵守使徒的教训啊。
And one heart and mind that they come together to follow rules of the disciples.
如果没有守规矩啊，
and if you're not following rules,
其他的通通不用讲啦。
And you cannot talk about all the other things.
所以我们今天要过这个懂规矩而且守规矩的人生。
And so we have to live in a life that we have to follow rules and understand the rules.
不管是在得救的这条路上。
And doesn't matter whether this is the road to salvation.
还是在参与圣工的过程。
Or this is participating in holy work.
我们都必须要从圣经里面看清楚到底神所设的规矩是什么。
So in the Bible, we have to clearly discern what are the rules that were set by God.
因为一个懂得守道理的人。
And because a person that knows how to observe the words.
才有资格有机会得奖赏啊。
Then he is qualified to receive the prize.
我们看箴言的第28章。
And let's turn to Proverbs chapter 28.
箴言的第28章。
Proverbs chapter 28.
箴言第二十八章的第九节
，and Proverbs chapter 28 verse 9。
箴言二十八章第九节
，and Proverbs chapter 28 verse 9。
啊，在这里说，转耳不听律法的，他的祈祷也为可憎哦。
And one who turns away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer.Is an abomination.
这是一个我们要记在心中的一节经节。
And this is one verse that we have to remember in our hearts.
一个人如果不守道理
，And if a person does not follow the law,
如果不懂规矩
，And does not understand the rules,
虽然你跪下来拼命祷告啊
，And although you're kneeling down, you pray earnestly.
他说你的祷告在神眼里是可憎恶的
，But your prayer in the eyes of God is an abomination.
所以我们今天要学习要能够顺服。
So we have to learn and learn how to be obedient.
当过兵的人都知道。
And anybody that enlisted in the army knows.
在军队里面可能有很多不合理的要求。
And there are a lot of unusual requests in the military.
哦，一些很过分的要求。
And there are things that's out of the ordinary.
啊，但是你不能够不做啊。
And but you have to comply.
因为那个是训练服从的精神。
And because this is one way to learn discipline and obedience.
如果你到战场上。
And if you're in a if once you're on a battleground.
啊，结果啊，你的那个 commander 啊，你的那个司令说开炮。
And then your commander tells you to fire.
你说等等啊。
And you says hold on.
啊，我先喝个凉茶。
And I have to drink my cold tea.
啊，我等一下再发，等一下再开啊，等一下再发射啊。
Let me fire after I take a break.
请问你要怎么打仗
？And how can you fight the battle?
所以有时候人生当中一些不合理的事情。
And so a lot of times that you encounter unfair things,
或者是合理但是你不喜欢遵守的规矩
or things that's fair and then you refuse to observe.
有时候我们要强迫自己去顺服
and often you have to force yourself to become obedient.
这个叫做当兵的操练
and this is training in the military.
因为要做基督的精兵
and because you want to become a good soldier.
要学习听基督的号令
and you have to learn and hear the words of command from Christ.
要能够顺服
and you need to be obedient.
能够按照规矩
and you want to follow rules.
能够做有用，能够做好的精兵
and you could become a good soldier.
我们一起同心默祷
and let's pray in silence.